Luke 19, verse 1 to 10. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but because he was short, he could not see over the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, "He has gone to be the guest of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood up and said to him, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor. And if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and save what was lost."
Thank you, Willem. Should we pray? Lord God, thank you that this is not just a good story, but a true account of a real event with real people. We thank you that these are not just words on a page. This is your God-breathed word that is good for us. And so, Lord God, please speak to us now through your word. Help me, help all of us to listen to you and to be changed. In Jesus' name, amen. So, keep that open if you have a Bible. If you've got one of the church Bibles, it's page 1053. Well, there are two main characters in the story, aren't there? Zacchaeus and Jesus. The crowd are really important. The story doesn't really work without the crowd. So we should pay attention to them, and we'll do that. But we're going to focus in the next 10 minutes or so on the two main characters, Zacchaeus and Jesus. We're going to see two things about each of them, and I hope it will help things stick in the mind a bit better, that they all begin with an S. So we have four S's, two about Zacchaeus, and then two about Jesus. Four S's. And the first of them is that Zacchaeus is a sinner. Zacchaeus is a sinner. What does that mean? Well, let's look. So the crowd, they call him this, don't they? Verse 7, you notice, they're all muttering about Zacchaeus. They say, "Well, he's a sinner." And we find out, verse 2, Zacchaeus was a chief tax collector and wealthy. Nathaniel and Tim have been helping us to understand what that meant in this time, in this context. Zacchaeus was a collaborator with the Romans. He had betrayed his people. But more than that, I mean, that's why the crowd hate him, but more than that, he also cheats and steals from them, as we've heard. And he admits that. You see that in verse 8. He admits, "Yep, I have cheated people." He is a sinner. And at the end, Jesus says he was lost. He needed saving. Zacchaeus was lost in sin. He was lost from God. He was a sinner. Now, the truth is, we're all sinners, whether or not we admit it. This is where it's important to notice the crowd, I think, because the crowd don't seem to see themselves this way. So as they're muttering about Zacchaeus as this sinner, I think the point there is they're saying, he's not like us. We're fine. And so I'll just say to you, don't be like the crowd. They're interested in Jesus, but they seem to still be self-righteous. They think they're okay. By the end of the story, it's only Zacchaeus who has admitted he is a sinner. And so my question is, will you admit the same? That's the first thing, the first S. Zacchaeus is a sinner. But the second S for Zacchaeus is that Zacchaeus is a seeker. Zacchaeus wants to see Jesus. And we know how the story goes. He can't. Why? He's too short. Maybe he thought that was going to be one of the S's. That's a bonus S about Zacchaeus. He is short. That's just the problem, though. What he really is he wants to see Jesus. And just imagine how tragic it would have been, how silly even, for Zacchaeus to have missed meeting Jesus just because he was short. He could have gone home. I can't see over the crowd. That's it. I'm off. But he doesn't let that stop him. He works out, where is Jesus going to go? I'm going to run ahead to the point where he's going to pass, climb this sycamore fig tree. And actually, it's all a bit embarrassing. He's running around, climbing trees. He's a chief tax collector. He's not very dignified. But he does it. Why? Verse 3, he wanted to see who Jesus was. What about us? Do you want to know who Jesus is? And a bit like Zacchaeus, are you willing to leave your comfort zone, if I can put it that way, to seek Jesus? Or will you let a relatively trivial thing get in the way of seeing who Jesus really is? For Zacchaeus, it was being short. For you, it might be something else that has just stopped you from really seeing who Jesus is. And I would just challenge you, don't let that thing stop you seeing who Jesus is. So Zacchaeus, he's a sinner. He wants to see Jesus. He is a seeker. Our third S, we're now looking at Jesus, two more S's to go on Jesus. Our third S is actually the same. Jesus is the seeker in this account. Wonderfully, Jesus wants to see Zacchaeus. So all the crowd are there. Zacchaeus is kind of shut out to begin with. He can't see over them. And remember that Jesus is really just passing through Jericho. You see that in verse 1. But he stops. And who does he stop for? He stops for Zacchaeus, of all people. Zacchaeus is just the kind of person that Jesus wants to meet. Notice that it's Jesus who makes this meeting happen. So Zacchaeus, he runs and he climbs the tree so he can see Jesus. Good. But it's Jesus who stops at the bottom of the tree. And just look at verse 5 for a self-invitation. Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today. Wow. Zacchaeus agrees with an invitation kind of put to him like that. He can probably not really say no. This is the way with Jesus. He is the Lord. Notice, though, that Jesus really emphasizes the immediacy of this. Come down immediately. I have to come today. And it's then emphasized in the passage that Zacchaeus does it straight away. He doesn't put Jesus off. He doesn't say, could you come back later when I'm ready? I've been counting the money again at home. That's going to be quite embarrassing when we get there. No, he welcomes Jesus straight away. And how? It says he welcomed Jesus gladly. So if you know you're a sinner and you're trying to see who is Jesus, well, know that Jesus comes to seek lost sinners. But also don't delay, don't put him off. And in particular, don't try to clean yourself up first before you're ready to meet Jesus. He's come for lost sinners. So welcome him gladly. Jesus is the seeker. And then lastly, our final S, Jesus is the Savior. Jesus is a guest to Zacchaeus' house, and he brings a gift. He brings salvation, verse 9. Jesus said to him, today salvation has come to this house. Well, what does that mean? Well, we see something of the effect on Zacchaeus' life. Let's start there. Zacchaeus' life is turned upside down. He used to steal and cheat. Now he gives half his possessions to the poor, and he returns four times the amount that he has cheated back to those he cheated from. Just briefly on that four times, if you're interested, you could go and look at Exodus 22:1, 2 Samuel 12:6. There is an Old Testament precedent to this four times. But the point is that he's really changed. And that's wonderful, isn't it? But it's just the sign of a deeper change. Why do I say that? Well, I say it because of what Jesus says in verse 9 and what he doesn't say. Jesus doesn't say, today salvation has come to this house because this man has paid back what he owed. Problem solved. He doesn't say that. Jesus says, today salvation has come to this house because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. So there are probably two things in there. Firstly, Jesus says, Zacchaeus is a son of Abraham. Well, the Jews of Jericho probably felt like Zacchaeus wasn't really one of them any longer. He'd betrayed them. He was working with the Romans. So is that what's going on? Jesus says, no, he is a son of Abraham. Well, I don't think it's just that. The Bible tells us anyone could be a child of Abraham through faith in God. And so I think in a more profound way, Jesus is saying to Zacchaeus, and saying, I think, for the benefit of the crowd, isn't he? Zacchaeus is part of the family. So that's the first thing. He's a son of Abraham. And then Jesus says, I came for lost sinners. And that really shows us. It isn't that Zacchaeus saves himself with his giving, good though that is. No, Jesus is the Savior who finds and rescues sinners. So as we close, do you think you're the kind of person that Jesus is interested in? Zacchaeus was a guilty sinner. He was shunned by his society. He was hated by all those around him. And even when he meets Jesus, it is all quite embarrassing. He's out of breath, perched up a tree because he couldn't see over the crowd. And Jesus says, he belongs in my family. I came for lost sinners like him. So recognize you're a sinner. Come to see who Jesus is. And what you'll find is he's already seeking you. Jesus is the seeker. When you meet him, it might not be the way you'd imagined. Zacchaeus probably didn't imagine himself meeting God the Son while perched in a tree. But Jesus came to save lost sinners like Zacchaeus, like you, like me. Should we pray? Lord Jesus, thank you that you came to seek and to save the lost. And so anyone who comes to you can have salvation, can be part of the family, can have sins forgiven and a life transformed. Lord God, for any who are here this morning wondering who Jesus is, please reveal yourself to them. And for those of us who have been trusting in the Lord Jesus, may this be an encouragement to us, that our life may be changed, but our salvation rests, our confidence rests in the fact that our Lord and Savior came to find us while we were still sinners. And we pray in his name. Amen.